Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Witchcraft and black cats, horror and death. We'll provide these and more with spooky, scary, and strange music from the past. And after you've gotten a good dose of chills appropriate to the Halloween season, we'll give you a treat with a new recording from Stephen Stubbs and Teatro Lirico. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com. One of the things that makes Halloween such a haunting time of year is the sight of leafless, gnarled branches against the night sky. This medieval song describes the nip in the air and barren trees of autumn, but looks on the bright side of the chilly weather, roses in the cheeks of a lady.
Schamen, 100.000 Freuden mehr,
Studio de Frauenmusik performed the 13th century song Loibera Riesen, Leaves Fall to the Ground, by Minnesinger Witzlaf von Rügen. That was followed by a harpsichord solo called The Fall of the Leaf by Martin Pearson from the Fitzwilliam Virginal Book, performed by Swedish ensemble Jaculatores Uppsalienses. Let's let English composer John Wilby get us in the mood for All Hallows' Eve with his 1609 madrigal, full of slightly weird harmonies. It calls for the night to descend so we might better commune with the shades and darkness.
Sweet love, as sweet as the stars.
Draw On, Sweet Night by John Wilby was performed by the Cambridge Singers. François Couperin provides the next bit of mood music with a saraband from one of his suites for harpsichord entitled The Lugubrious One. Sarabands in general aren't known for their cheerfulness, but this one sets a particularly spooky mood. That lugubrious saraband was from a suite in C minor by French Baroque composer François Couperin and was performed by harpsichordist Skip Sempe. It was a dark and stormy night. In the recitative opening of the next selection from a cantata by Antonio Vivaldi, we have an evocative description of a wayfarer making his way through an unknown woods at night. A, quote, deep and dreadful veil of earth without a glimmer of starlight. The darkness envelops him. Thunder and lightning are brewing overhead. In the aria that follows, we learn that the woods are really only a metaphor for the dark and impenetrable heart of an arrogant lover, a place perhaps just as dangerous.
quale per il mio toccare muove dubbioso pellegrino il piede. Tesio l'incalza, e oggi vuol la resta, nel profondo di te tra orrida valli, senza raggio di stella, caliginoso d'occhi, il primi e lo circonda. Terribile tempesta, gli spessi tuoni lampi, non sbigotti toccare, breve e fraccenda. Pur zitto dal desiderio prende coraggio, timor non cura e segue il suo viaggio. Sentire d'amore, bene che la sfornicare, provi armato con il che mi vuol morto, pur con occulta forza non manca e non si smorza in me la fiamma, e spero al fin col forto.
Thank you.
Countertenor Philippe Jaroussky was accompanied by Ensemble Artaserse in that performance from the Vivaldi cantata RV-677, Qual per ignoto cale. Witches and monsters are an important part of any Halloween celebration, and we have a few of our own here at Harmonia. First, we'll hear a piece in imitation of the witch's favorite familiar animal, the cat. Die Katzenfutter imitates with complicated rhythms the motions of a cat's paws as it hunts and plays, and perhaps casts a few spells. Next, two pieces from the Divertissement, written for the French court, by Jean-Baptiste Lully. These compositions are similar to the earlier masques performed in England, in that they're dramatic pieces intended for intimate chamber performance for members of the court only. We'll hear a stately dance for the god of the fires and a livelier one for the demons and monsters.
Thank you.
Die Katzenfutter, the cat's paw, from the 15th century Glogauer Liederbuch, was performed by the Holbein consort. Their instrumentation included shams, sackbuts, and cornetto. Next, Capriccio Stravagante performed two selections from Lully, Dieu des Enfers, from Divertissement, No. 1, and Air pour les démons et les monstres, from Divertissement, 3. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. No Halloween would be complete without a blood-curdling tale of murder. Here we have one of the earliest known English ballads, dating from as far back as the 16th century. It's about a young lady who was so jealous of her sister that she lured her to the water's edge and pushed her in. The jealous sister ignored her piteous cries and attempts to bargain for her life, and her drowned body was later found floating by a dam. In the earliest version, a harper cut off her golden hair and strung his harp with it. Here, in a more gruesome version, the harp is made of her breastbone.
Well, if 'twas sisters in the bower, with the gay and the grinding o', there came a night to call them both. Fa la 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 la. He courted the eldest with gloves and rings, with the gay and the grinding o', but loved the youngest above all things. Fa la 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 la. Oh sister, sister, will you go with me? With the gay and the grinding all, to watch your ships sail on the sea. Fa la 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 la. And as I stood at the windy shore, with the gay and the grinding all, the darker threw her sister o'er. Fa la 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 la. Sometimes she sang, sometimes she swam, with the gay and the grinding all. Crying, sister, reach me your hand. Fa la 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 la. Oh, sister, sister, let me live, with the gay and the grinding all. And all that's mine I'll surely give. Fa la 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 la. It's your own true love that I'll have and more, with the gay and the grinding all. But thou shalt come to shore no more. Fa la 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 la. Two minstrels walked along the strand, with the gay and the grinding all. And saw the maiden float to land. Fa la 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 la. They made a harp of a breastbone, with the gay and the grinding all, whose sound would melt a heart of stone. Fa la 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 la. They went into the palace hall,
with the gay and the grinding all,
to play the harp before them all.
Fa la 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 la.
The first ring sang the doleful sound,
with the gay and the grinding all,
the brighter younger sister drowned.
Fa la 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 la.
The second string, oh, as I tried,
with the gay and the grinding all,
in terror sits the black hat bride.
Fa la 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 la.
The third string sang beneath the bow,
with the gay and the grinding all,
and surely now her tears will flow.
Fa la 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 la.
The band Tramps and Hawkers performed the early English ballad The Twa Sisters, or The Two Sisters, as it's also known. The words of the next piece begin, "We are hastening towards death, let us cease sinning." One would think such a weighty sentiment would be set to an appropriately dolorous tune, but instead the 14th century Libre Vermel of the Shrine to the Virgin at Montserrat provides a madcap, or perhaps simply mad, danse macabre.
Sanctus Dominus, Sanctus Dominus, Sanctus Dominus. sia per le parole di vita umanità, di vita umanità. Quando tempestina busca cane del sistema,
London consort, under the direction of Philip Pickett, performed Ad Mortem Festinamus, appropriately enough, the final piece in the 14th century Liber Vermeil. For some, the dance of death may be but a few paso dobles away from dancing with the devil, especially at Halloween. Along with flutes and drums on their own, one of the instruments most frequently pictured in medieval manuscripts in association with demonic music is the pipe and tabor. This association with the dances of the devil may have something to do with the pipe and tabor's relationship to the aulos and tympanum of pagan times. At any rate, this instrument, really two instruments played at once by a single performer, was a curiosity even in its heyday.
Thank you.
Hooksbrough performed a melody from the 13th century Cantigas de Santa Maria on pipe and tabor. Mi contra fa es diabolus in musica. The interval of the tritone is the incarnation of the devil himself in music. This medieval mnemonic is still repeated by music theory students today to help them remember that this harmony is the most dissonant of all. Johann Sebastian Bach deliberately inserted the haunting interval into the harmonies of a chorale that expresses a longing for death and release. From Bach's Cantata No. 60, the Bach Collegium Japan sang the chorale, Es ist genug, it is enough. And so it is for the creepier portion of our show tonight. Now for the treat. Ordinarily, when giving you a taste of a new release, we'll play you several fun-sized selections to provide a sense of the whole recording. But this week we've picked a single track from our featured release because it demonstrates such a tasty range of colors and textures. The arrangement by Stephen Stubbs and his Teatro Lirico of this sonata by 17th century composer Giovanni Battista Granata is by turns contemplative and merry, true to the turn-on-a-dime changes in rhythm and mood typical of this repertoire. Baroque guitar, violin, harp, and lirone are featured.
Thank you.
Teatro Lirico, directed by Baroque guitarist Stephen Stubbs, offered this sonata by Giovanni Battista Granata, as well as several other 17th century sonatas and a selection of Folia improvisations on their new CD from ECM Records. Self-titled Teatro Lirico, it would make a fine treat for an early music lover. Happy Halloween from Harmonia, and don't eat all your candy at once. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Harmonia's website includes lots of information about the program and the Harmonia Program Archive, in case you missed any of the Harmonia programs. That website is harmonia.indiana.edu. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Catherine Hawks, with special thanks to William Ayton. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.